you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Radio at freedomslips.com. Hold on to the edge of your seats because you are in for quite the ride. It's time for the Granada Forum Radio Show. Right now, live on air with your host, Granada Wendy.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Show. Today is the 6th of October. Of course, they had the thing on the 4th, which we'll probably get to. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio. If you'd like to leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, we appreciate to keep the paid programming on the air, so we thank you so much for that. Also, too, if you'd like to advertise on Revolution, it's fairly reasonable, and you get to meet a lot of new friends. Also, check out the chat room as well. Okay, also, too, we want to say something. Last week we made an announcement that Sean David Morton had passed. This is not true.
What?
Sean was in a coma. He came out of it. Now, I found out about Saturday night, called Mark and Bob, and then we ended up getting hold of Nick later, I think on Sunday or Monday or something. He has come out of it. He is doing much better. If you go to projectcamelot.org or com, Carrie Cassidy's been having updates, but he is doing way better. He lifted his head. He started talking and motioning. He's understanding things. So he's just doing way better. So he is alive, and we are absolutely thrilled. You'd like to go to his website.
That's great news.
We got some bad information on that one.
Yeah, that one. I think unfortunately it wasn't that it was done on purpose. It was just one of those. It was put out there, but it was not true. So you go to Carrie Cassidy projectcamelot.org or com and check out a thing. But you can also go to Sean David Morton's website. StrangeUniverseRadio.com. That's StrangeUniverseRadio.com. Check out Sean, but he's alive. We're very happy.
We are thrilled. Wow.
Very thrilled. We are very thrilled. We'd like to thank Deborah Tavares for last week. Her website is www.stopthecrime.net. That's www.stopthecrime.net. Also, check out Primary Water. .org. That's primarywater.org. Also, too, she's giving out, she puts out things all the time on her website, notices. So check that out.
She calls them blasts.
Yeah,
blast outs.
So she does all kinds of good things like that. So check that out. Also, too, she's going to be on with us next week. We're looking forward. She's going to have a guest with her, and we believe it is going to be on holistic dentistry. There's going to be some interesting things on that one. That will be an interesting one.
What's wrong with regular dentistry? It's because they stick mercury in your mouth.
Yeah, I like that.
So that will be next week. We're looking forward to that one. By the way, I can say that I talked to a few friends and buddies about October 4th. I felt that my temples were very sore that day and the next day a little bit. I got to get some more, chimes or medallions to get off. Let me call Caitlin Kate and a few other people, put some more EMF in our house. To fight the EMF. It was kind of crazy when, of course, I think they might be doing it on the 11th. I'm not sure, so I might want to just take some precautions. We'll find out.
I sure didn't.
Well, here's the thing what people can do, though. Go down to, your, Army surplus or Navy surplus stores or whatever. Get yourself, a small ammo can. It doesn't have to be, one of the big ones. You can get yourself a small ammo can, big enough to put your phone in and maybe a couple of other things. And stick it in there. Oh, God, yeah, it does. Yeah, you stick yourself, and you lock that top on it down. It's completely encased in metal. And I locked my cell phone in there. I called my cell phone. It was not ringing inside the box.
Oh, good.
So
I got
it was blocking everything. And then I pulled the plug on all my gear, so everything was shut off. And I went out and rode my bike for a while.
Good for you.
Good for you.
And then I came back later on, and I tuned back into to InfoWars. I was watching Alex Jones, and he was interviewing this guy on a video feed from wherever that other guy was. And both their phones went off with the alert, but it was a couple of minutes early. So if people were pushing it to the last minute, they probably got hit with it. Yeah. And regardless of what you mean, here's the thing here's my big takeaway on it too. Regardless if you think of whatever they may have pulsed through the signal or any of the other stuff that they think might have gone on, here's the thing that I got out of it more than anything else. They can hit every electronic device you have at exactly the same time across the entire planet.
That is sickening.
Okay. They can shut it off. They can put out whatever message they want. They can do whatever they want to your electronic devices all at the same time. Think about that for 1 second.
Yeah.
That's freaking
scary.
Creepy.
How scary, Larry, is that one? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrapped my phone in so much tinfoil. It looked like one of those Jiffy Pop things.
Before we're after.
There you go. There you go.
Opened it up, did you get your popcorn?
Yeah. Okay. We'll put a little butter on there. No, I wrapped it up so bad. And then I asked people later, so did you go off your phone? And this one lady said she was in Target. She goes, the whole place was going off all at once. It was the creepiest thing. But I mean, do anybody trust this?
No.
It's just too scary.
It is. One of these times it's going to go all off like that. There's going to be people laying down the street.
I don't know if you know this, John. We announced it on Tuesday's show, but there's 17 million people have been killed from the vax worldwide, just
that
from the
I
vaccine.
Believe.
And
proved it.
They proved it.
You don't have to believe it or not. They proved it.
And
God, that needs to be told everywhere.
The country of Japan did a 2-year study on COVID and said the vaccine has absolutely nothing to do, with COVID. It is a bioweapon. This is the country of Japan.
Of course it is.
So, I mean, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Facebook says that this is false information, of course.
They do.
But the researchers for the correlation research in the public interest, they went and they looked at all the data, whatever data that they were going through, and believe it, they'll list it out in their report. And they found that... Damn.
Yeah, this would be a red motorcycle.
Well, what the hell was that?
A motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That didn't sound like a motorcycle. It sounded like an airplane going by.
It sounded like an airplane.
Did it? Oh, shit. I better get my camera ready.
Maybe they're hitting you low at low altitude.
Actually, but, it was me. I went to Taco Bell earlier.
They put out this report where they went through the research of the deaths of people who got shot, and they found out 17 million people were causally linked to the COVID vaccine. 17 million deaths causally linked.
Is that a crime or what?
You would think.
I mean, my God. Nazi Germany all over, a little advanced style.
Yeah, and Germany didn't even do that many.
No.
Germany,
this is sick.
Adolf Hitler was an amateur compared to Anthony Fauci and Klaus Schwab and the rest
I
of the
I know these gang. Freaky douches.
All Adolf Hitler did was he did the same thing on a lower level, but he got cool-looking uniforms, I guess. I mean, is that what the takeaway from that whole thing was?
Yeah.
You know, well, we got Hugo Boss awesome. To design us uniforms, so.
Right. Oh, and the goose step. I like that. I still do that a lot.
Yeah, they got the goose stepping thing down pretty good. But
yeah,
but all in all, you know, him, let me see, Idi Amin, who was responsible for 300,000 of his own guys dying. Pol Pot was 3 million, which was one-third of Cambodia. You know, and the list goes on and on and on. With the exception of China and the Soviet Union, Anthony Fauci and Klaus Schwab and the rest of these big pharmaceutical companies, they're third in line for the world's biggest genocide ever.
I would agree on that. I mean, I can't even believe that nobody's going, you know, getting arrested for all this stuff.
These numbers are still climbing, so they may get into second place here pretty soon.
Jesus, a mess, man. You know what's depressing is I just talked to a guy in the store I go into quite often, and he goes, I can't believe how many people come in here with a mask, and they say they can't wait for the new vaccine. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Good. We're clearing out the gene pool of all the stupid people, I guess.
It makes me mad as hell because these guys drag us under the bus. You know, yeah. they think it's okay because it's on TV.
Well, they're the ones who yell at you because you're not wearing the mask and you're gonna get me infected. Did you take the vaccine? Yeah, and the boosters. Yeah. So what are you worried about?
You're covered. You're gonna be covered in dirt soon.
But because they found that the vaccine doesn't actually work, so why are you taking it then? So I don't get sick. Let me beat my head against the wall a little bit, you effing moron.
I know, I can't. I'm having a hard time.
Let me change that. Let me beat your head against the wall a little bit, you effing moron.
Yeah, but knock the COVID out of your head. No problem. Come on, man. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. I knew people were not, you know, very smart. Because when you're watching television, you cannot say you're getting the right information for sure. But these people
There's a reason for that. There was a guy watching on Alex Jones today. Let me see if I can find. Let me scroll this up here. I know I got it in here someplace. Oh, Dr. Robert Epstein, not related to the guy who didn't kill himself in a jail cell, by the way.
I love when you burn them with that stuff.
He came out there, and he's not, by the way, this guy is, he'll come out and tell you straight up, he's not right wing. He's very much, solidly, I guess, in the left side of the argument. But what he doesn't like is the manipulation that's going on. So he went on to – he was interviewed by Alex Jones today, but he also did interviews with Breitbart News and a couple of other things. This guy is a research psychologist, by the way, for the American Institute of Behavioral Research and Technology. He's got, like, ungodly amounts of papers published and books that he wrote and all this other stuff. And this is what he was talking. He was talking about this thing called ephemeral experiences on that you see on the internet. Okay, and a lot of times you can what you call it locally is just clickbait. You go on to it. Oh, I'm looking for this. They suck you in with something, and then you start and you never find it. And then when you go back, it disappears.
Yeah.
But it puts a thing in your brain. It subliminally sticks itself into your brain. And they did these studies where they wanted to manipulate how people think. You know, okay, they take like an election thing, or you know, how many people feel about this before they did the ephemeral experience to after they put them through it, and they found it was a radical change. I mean, a drastic change. You could have a room completely evenly split, 50-50 down the middle, and depending on how they wanted to manipulate the way people would think, they would run this thing through, and then it would turn into like 90-10.
Ooh.
Okay, 90% to 10% versus 50-50.
Yeah.
Well, what they found out was that Google has been doing this like massively, especially during the last couple of election cycles.
Oh, somebody's seen it.
Sorry, that's not me, man. I got my hands on my head. I'm on the floor, man. Don't shoot me, man. But so Google's been doing this with these little subliminal bits and pieces that they've been shoving out there that disappear. And what he's done, this is the interview I was listening to this morning, what he's done is he's got like guys all across the country, don't know who they are. He won't tell their names. I don't even think he knows all of them. And what they've been doing is they volunteer to become part of this data collection system where they collect all that stuff that Google is throwing up there and making disappear. So they get the screenshots, they get the stories, they figure out what's going on. So it doesn't disappear completely off the internet. They have it locked in their servers and their data files. And they're showing that Google has been doing – they swung 8 million – I think – don't quote me on the exact number. I'm throwing out a number because all I remember was millions. They threw somewhere like 8 million votes towards Joe Biden.
Ugh, God.
Towards the left. They've been throwing, and because people see these things and it doesn't register in their head, consciously, but subconsciously they're like, oh my God, Donald Trump's an evil man. Let me get on the keyboard and tell about it, and then go vote for Joe Biden.
Oh God.
And so they're being manipulated, but they don't even know that they're being manipulated. This whole guy's saying. So when you get out there and we get out there and we talk about the thing, I don't know how we're resisting it. Maybe we just have a better constitution than people are, or we're just so cynical we just don't care. I need to do it, man. I'm telling you. It's not.
See, that's crazy. That's completely creepy. That I see him doing this stuff. I see the picture. The thumbnails are all wrong and deceitful.
Yeah, so they're doing all this. They're doing all this stuff. And swinging about, and these guys are collecting all the data to do it, and they can. And Mark Zuckerberg, I guarantee, is throwing in his money into this shit too. This is how they are manipulating people subconsciously. People don't even realize it's going on.
That's happening every day. I mean, look at how they're speaking.
Like what I was going to say when you talk about the. When, like your thing, when you talk about chemtrails in the air, you talk about GMO foods, we talk about directed energy weaponry, whatever the subject matter is, you'll see things like this will pop up on the computer and it will make people think a completely different way. And then when you bring
it up to them,
you're just a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, whatever, I can't believe you. It's like, no, I don't wear tinfoil anymore. I wear the big blue hat now so that I don't get fried,
Big blue hat. I need one of those, by the way.
But so this is I'm gonna pop this thing up on the in the chat room so people can take a look at it. It's really some of the most manipulative crap that people have done. These big companies are doing to everybody.
Well, it's also it's complete censorship of the internet.
Well, it isn't. It's more manipulation than it is censorship. Censorship goes hand in hand with it, because then the big tech company, you know, the big social media companies, they start getting rid of the stuff that they don't want to have out there. I have just been permanently suspended from Twitter because, you know, Twitter is now that Elon Musk took it over, is a free speech platform. So I have been banned off of Twitter more times since he took over than I was before. I don't know how that's
well,
a free
well,
speech
first of all,
platform.
What exactly yeah. are you saying on Twitter that's so bad?
Personally, I thought it was funny. The last thing that I said that got me knocked off this time. Okay, there was somebody posted an article of one of those stupid eco terrorist guys. Super gluing his hand into like the asphalt on a road.
Okay, I won't even go there. Okay.
So, well, the video was they had some city worker guy, you know, come out there, and he's got a chisel around his hand so that he can get his hand out. And meanwhile, they put a big pothole in the street. And, you know, he's saying, hey, my hand is stuck in the concrete and I don't know how to get it. It's like, well, and my comment was, isn't it just easier to cut his hand off?
I would do that.
And, well, some snowflake got all upset. They reported my little comment there. I got kicked. I went and I appealed it once I found out what it was. And said, so like, are you guys like even kidding me with this? Nope, sorry. We found out that you violated X and the rules of X. And I'm like, well, guess what? I guess I'm done with you guys because you guys are not a free speech platform. You can't
the
even.
The rules
make,
of X.
You can't even, I don't care if you think it's morbid or not. You can't even make like a comment like that on there.
It was kind of a joke.
Knowing
wasn't
that
it?
It's not a serious comment to begin with. Personally,
yeah.
I would have just, you want a serious comment? I would have left the guy there to starve to death. That would have been a serious comment.
You can tell that's a joke. I mean, you can't, there's no joke, no telling the truth. Oh, wow. That's great. Thank you.
So,
what else you got left?
So I'm done with that. You know, an ex Twitter and Elon Musk can pretty much just kick my ass. I don't believe him for a second.
No, me neither. Can't stand it. Fake. Everybody's fake.
I have been kicked off Facebook a gazillion times, but never for something like that silly and stupid that people can figure out. It's kind of silly.
No, they're getting desperate now.
Yeah.
No matter what you say, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it would have been easier just to cut his hand off, you know, and save the taxpayer a bunch of money.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
Are they going to make him pay for all this? I mean, the guy that did this, are they going to make him pay for it?
I don't know what they're going to do. I can't get back into the article because I'm not allowed back on X anymore. Apparently.
Oh, you must be crying your eyes out, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm horrified. My life is no longer complete because I can't use a censored social media platform.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know something else, just real quick, I'm noticing on just regular YouTube, the way their thumbnail pictures are. I was just looking at one, for example, I'm looking at the life of Donna Douglas, Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies. The thumbnail looks like Dolly Parton's giant boobs hanging down with her face on it. It's like, what? I mean, it's just like such false, and it's not in the video or anything because I looked. But it was just stupid. I mean, stuff like this, they're allowed to totally make the thumbnails to have nothing to do with what you're
Douglas
seeing.
Donna Douglas looked really good way into her later age, too. You know, it was only like when she got into like her 70s and stuff that she started to look her age and everything. But, you know, she looked good for a long time. So that's the photo that they're going to put. Not the Beverly Hillbillies photo. They made a Photoshop photo. Well, not the image of her when she did that movie with Elvis Presley.
Yeah, Frankie and Johnny.
Or any of the other stuff when she was like the smoking hot Hollywood actress and stuff. They're going to put one that makes her look dopey.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
They
did. Yeah, it just doesn't have anything. I'm noticing that. You should see the thumbnail they used. It was just ridiculous.
Well, I'm still waiting for the next takedown of one of the Granada Forum videos that's up there, because they're doing that now.
Is there some?
Oh yeah, they've taken down like 6 or 7 of our videos already. And the funny part about it is that they're years old. It's not like you're taking down something I just put up yesterday, because I won't put any new ones up on YouTube. They all go to Rumble now. I'm done with YouTube. But the ones that are still up on YouTube, every once in a while I get a notice: we took down your video because it contained false information. Well, what
information? Oh my god!
You said something about COVID we didn't agree with. Well, this video was from 2018. What was I saying about COVID in 2018?
Didn't even know about it. What's wrong with you people? Yeah, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, the whole digital world, man, it's so manipulated right now. It's beyond stupid.
Well, you can tell it's AI. I mean, because just what's taken off.
Yeah,
you know, just.
Oh, it was funny. I was watching the Mission Impossible, the last one that's being done right now. I guess it's a two-parter. So I watched the first part of it, the one with Tom Cruise and all the rest of the Evercast and whatever. And the whole thing is about this AI system that takes over everything, and they have to find a way to stop it. And it's like, It's like, huh, gee, you guys doing a little predictive programming there?
Right.
No kidding. That's what everything is.
Are you telegraphing to us again what you're going to do?
Oh,
yeah, most of us know. I mean, the ones that are awake. I'm not happy to see
the Exorcist. Did you want to play a clip?
Yeah, no. I actually got a couple. One of them I can't queue up. I have to scroll over it and then let it run for some reason. That's the way Facebook does it. But I want to run this one by Hitler-y herself.
Okay.
And if this isn't telling you the mentality of some of these people, especially her, Bill doesn't care. But, I just want to know where I can get some coke and a fat intern and some cigars.
I did not have sex with that woman. Yeah,
as long as it's not my wife, I'm happy.
No kidding.
But man, if you listen to what she says, man, you've heard this speech before. Okay, not from her, but you've heard it from other people across the globe, and it always ends up bad if they put it into place. But you've got to listen to what she says. I mean, she is absolutely insane, out of her mind, totalitarian, dictator, you know, whatever you want to call her. She is like a scumbag extraordinary, which is probably why she's got a body count of a trail of bodies behind her.
You know it.
No, I would think that they're probably one of the most dangerous places to be on this planet, one of the most insecure things if you want to live a long life, is to be a friend of the Clintons.
Oh yeah.
But so you got to listen to this and listen to what she says, and if you understand history a little bit, you'll understand exactly how dangerous what she's saying really is.
I'm glad this is not a picture.
Yeah. Hold on.
Just sound.
Hold on, I got to get my state of the art gear all set up here.
Bunny rabbit teeth.
There wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump. When do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. The base of the Republican Party, for whatever combination of reasons, and it is emotional and psychological, sees in him someone who speaks for them. Because for whatever reason, he and his, you know, very negative, nasty form of politics resonates with them. Maybe they don't like migrants. maybe they don't like gay people or black people or the woman who got the promotion at work they didn't get. Whatever the reason, you know, Make America Great Again was a bid for nostalgia. So it is like a cult.
Oh my God.
Every single stupid talking point to try to sway everybody's minds and say, oh, maybe they didn't like the woman. Maybe they didn't like the gay guy. Maybe they did this. They're kind of like a cult, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe they need to be deprogrammed. Now, where have we heard that before?
That is creepy.
What happened to you in the Soviet Union? Oh, I was sent to the re-education camps.
So that I can be a good Soviet citizen.
Or in Hitler's Germany, you disagree with the government there. What do? They sent you to the re-education camps, and sometimes you didn't.
Yeah.
China?
Oh, yeah.
You went to the re-education camps.
God. Get me out of here. She's not a human being.
She is every bit of a totalitarian dictator wannabe, except that the other ones weren't, as Adolf, as Joseph, as I don't know what Chairman Mao's first name was, so I'll just call him Mao, and what Xi Jinping is right now. You know, over there in China.
How many times did she die? I mean, I'm just curious.
You know what? I don't think she does. I think, you know, I've seen her fall down, and she's going to age badly, and then she's just going to keep coming back to life. You know, it's like herpes.
Yeah.
I gotta get rid of it, but they're back again.
Oh God, I can't look at that rabbit tooth freak. What? I can't believe she's still around.
I can't believe people are still interviewing her. For what?
Me neither. Why? There's no reason.
I mean, we already know what she is. Her and Bill, you know,
and
Mr.
Bill.
God, thank you. Thanks a lot, Barry Seals, for bringing me my supply. I'm sorry. we have to put you down. But I have to be president now.
Oh. Yeah.
But,
this is a scary joke.
If she's speaking for the Democrat Party because she's like bagging on the Republicans or whatever. And don't get me wrong, I don't like the Republican Party. I'm not sticking up for them. I know what they do. I've seen what they do. Oh, by the way, speaking of Wendy.
Yeah.
You remember our friend Dave Hernandez in Los Angeles, in Los Angeles, right? He is now the regional vice chair of the Republican Party for L.A.
No way.
So he, by the way, if anybody doesn't understand what that is, that is a very good thing.
That's a very good thing.
He's
good.
David Hernandez is actually a really decent guy. I got to know him over the years. Vietnam Navy guy. He worked hard with the Liberty Movement and whatever. And, you know, he was gunning for, you know, a couple of, I think he ran for Congress a couple of times and whatever. But he's a really decent guy. And he's not one of the establishment hacks, which I was actually like going when he posted that up, like, wait a minute, you got regional vice chair? Oh, good. Kick Mark Baffiati's right in the ass for that one. And if you don't know who that is, then I'll explain that one later if anybody wants to know.
You sure hasn't been gotten to?
I'm pretty sure. I think David has been around long enough that he's pretty rock solid in his beliefs and his stances, and he's don't think he's backing up.
This is very rough. I would put on the them sunglasses or they live sunglasses. Just check them out.
Yeah. Now, I've known him long enough that, you know, if he did turn around and sell out to the powers that be, I would be really shocked to find that out.
Yeah, I've been shocked before.
I really consider him to be one of the good guys. So that's.
I hope there's good guys.
That's absolutely fantastic.
I'd love to hear that. There's
some hope in the Republican Party in California because it's been so decimated.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't think I don't know if it's going to amount to much, but I think it's just a good thing that maybe It'll give a swift kick in the ass to some of the Republicans in California who don't basically seem to be doing much of anything.
No.
Yeah, well, no. I think everybody's confused.
Well, we're not doing much of anything anywhere, to tell you the truth.
By the way, I think real quick, too, what Gavin Newsom has done by putting somebody from Maryland as our senator is total, absolutely bupkis.
Yeah, how's that? You guys, California has a senator from Maryland to represent them.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, unreal. It's totally illegal.
Yeah, I know it is.
It doesn't seem to bother him.
That is so typical, though. That is so typical.
It is typical.
Of all politics these days. I mean, it's absolutely.
I know. They all take advantage.
It's an absolute shit show, what's going on.
It is. They're breaking every rule, every law of anything. It's just thinking,
None of it matters unless it's you. If you spit on the sidewalk, or even better, here's the thing. If you go out to like the homeless section in like downtown LA or whatever, and you drop trowel and you take a dump on the sidewalk, you're getting a ticket, but the homeless bum dude who's not in the country legally taking the shit next to you, he's not going to get – nothing's going to happen to him, but you get the ticket.
No, they're going to give him Taco Bell,
you need to go to a hotel. We have a room open for you. We're kicking this, this disabled veteran out to make room for you. But
yeah,
you, John Graff, you get to get arrested and be put on a sex offender registry because you whipped your dong out because you took a piss in the bush.
Oh, God, that's so funny, but it's the truth. It really is. This is creepy, man. Sex offenders for taking a leak in the bushes. That happens.
Yeah, we can't pussyfoot around this stuff anymore. And I'm sorry bothers people, but and it's not just in Los Angeles and California, it doesn't. But if you go outside and you got a whiz really, really bad, and you walk over to a bush nearby and you just, you know, like guys will do. You go out there and you go behind a bush so nobody can see you.
Well,
but if a cop
catches
you, you're number one. You're arrested and you're going on the sex offender list. And you
can you imagine that?
Yeah, for taking a leak in a bush,
which we've been doing for a very long time. It's not like we're diving out in the middle of the freeway with our schlang hanging out.
Yeah, and
you
dancing,
you're hiding,
and begging in front of little kids. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
But because I got a rainbow hat on or something, I can get away with it.
Oh, God.
You know, that's perfectly normal.
So I'm going to try that tomorrow. We're going to test this.
They have like a pride parade, I'm going to go out there with a big rainbow flag, and I'm going to, I got to take a leak, so I'm going to wag my dong out and peel over some kids and see how the parents like that one.
God.
That's the kind of stuff that gets me kicked off of Twitter, by the way.
It probably is. I can tell by Wendy's reaction how much she loved that one.
I'm just giving up myself.
Come on, man. We're going to speak the truth here.
Nick, do you have another clip you want to play? Because that was
pretty
cool.
Yeah, I got this. And this one's going to be a little more difficult to queue up because it's on auto start and I can't stop it, but it's about Health and Human Services whistleblower.
Okay.
And they're talking about
human
trafficking. This one, by the way, it should not come as a shock to anybody.
Right.
But take a listen to it real quick. You're going to hear some voice at the very beginning, but I have to click on it to get it over so you can listen to the entire video. So if it sounds a little jumpy, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Was willing to tell the truth.
Remember that HHS whistleblower? My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today, children will be sold for sex. Today, children will call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked, and we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. Because of the efforts of one whistleblower, listen to this.
So because one whistleblower came forward and because one organization was willing to tell the truth, I was able to then uncover and report that the U.S. government is the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation. We literally have government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking.
Send this to everybody you know who wants to keep the border open. This is absolutely atrocious.
Well, tell us something we don't know.
Right. I heard that today. I posted that, too. Yeah, this is insane.
Yeah, if you know anything about CPS, you already knew that the government was trafficking kids. CPS was basically finding any reason they could to separate the kids from the parents. Now they got these like laws. I think California passed some where, you know, if you don't support your kids' gender identity, we have the right to remove the kids from your household. They are kidnapping kids to use in the sex trade. Ted Gunderson was talking about this 30 years ago.
Right.
Okay. Simply gotten worse since then because they've made the laws so that the parents have no say in it whatsoever. They're smuggling these kids across the borders. That 20 years in the making where watchdogs were out there saying, like, look, these smugglers are bringing these kids in, claiming to be the parents just so that they can get asylum, and then they drop the kid off somewhere and they disappear. Meanwhile, the kid is left with some drug addicts, and then they're sold into sex slavery. God knows how much of this is going on in Washington, D.C., and I would... You know, and then there's a system of disposal for the dead bodies of all these kids.
God, this is creepy.
Yeah, and you know, these whistleblowers come out, and some of them wind up dead, some of them have to go into hiding for fear for their lives, and all the rest of it. Especially if they have firsthand knowledge of any of it. So, you know, and then of course you remember when Sound of Freedom came up, the huge lashback from the powers that be on that one. They didn't go after the movie so much. They went after the guy the movie was about.
Right.
Yeah, they attacked him.
Okay, they tell you, this guy's no saint. I don't know why you're listening to him and his story. It's like, well, maybe, yeah, nobody in this world is a saint. I hate to break the news to you, but maybe he's got something worth saying.
Is that still playing?
Same thing they did to Gary Webb. He reported about the crack that was going on in the inner cities and the government's involvement. They didn't attack his story. They attacked him. Okay.
Right.
So now they're going after this, the guy who did Sound of Freedom and all the rest of it, showing that there's child trafficking is a major industry, multi-billion-dollar industry. And our government is up to it by his neck, if not in over their head. Because they're making money off of it. You know, does anybody ask the question of how these politicians on a congressional salary of $174,000 a year in the House of Representatives after 2 years is a millionaire? How does a bartender with an IQ of a shoe become a millionaire? I think she's like $2 million or something dollars over, depending on who you listen to. I'm not going to give her credit of being like the gazillionaire that people say she is, but she is dumb as a box of rocks, has $174,000 a year plus expenses, you know, the hotel, the apartment in DC, which is not cheap, and all the rest of it that isn't covered by per diem and the rest of it. Mm-hmm. How is it on 174 grand a year? She's now worth over $1 million, almost over $2 million probably at this point. And she's been in office for 4 years. Do the math. It doesn't work out. Plus, by the way, plus taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the math doesn't work out.
It's creepy. But it's got something to do with it. Kids, always.
Nancy Pelosi, who has been in office for 30 some odd years, is worth over $100 million. Oh, my God. Dianne Feinstein, when by the time she kicked the bucket and is now being eaten by worms, I don't even think the worms would touch that thing, but
I think they're going, nah, not this way.
Yeah, yeah. It's just going to be the only bare spot in the cemetery. Ugh, get away from that. But
it's all crawling out of the ground.
Her personal worth was over $100 million on a congressional salary.
Gee, I wonder why.
Senator salary.
Yeah, that doesn't work. That math is not working for me.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Yeah, call me stupid, but I know how to add dollars and cents and live on a budget and figure all that stuff out. That right. math don't work. So
no.
Yeah, there's money being floated around D.C. to look the other way on all this child trafficking.
Yeah, that's just so freaky to me.
And
how
yeah,
did it become so big?
And they're bringing it out into the open with this pedophiles crap. Like I was at that protest the other week. Watching
really?
The parents drag their trophy trans kids in there and reading around. It's just like you really at some point in time wish you had an airplane with a 500-pound bomb on it. See, that's the kind of thing I say that gets me kicked off Twitter.
You take that one step beyond. I like it. You know, where was that?
But it really does. It breaks your. Oh, God, it breaks your mental acuity or whatever the hell, however you want to call it. It screws with your head. I really want to drop some bombs here, but it screws with your head to watch this kind of thing happening. And you see the kids being brought in. And if you see it in person, it's a lot worse.
Oh, my God, of course it is.
Trying to make pedophilia and child trafficking normalized.
That's just absolutely insanity. Two plus 4 is 50. I mean, there's no difference.
Well, it is. You know, because I took Common Core math, and that can be right.
Right? Yeah, man, I learned mine too. That's good.
The thing that really bothers me more than anything else is every time you talk about any of that kind of stuff, especially with the child trafficking that our government is involved in heavily, nobody talks about the kids. They always talk about, you just hate the gay people and you hate the trans people and you hate anybody. Why are you not talking about the kids and what's being done to them?
Yeah. Little was it going there trying to learn something in school. And here we go. We got to deal with these
Well, not
psychos.
Even that. Some of these kids aren't
just
even
psychos.
Going to school. They're being sold by their own parents.
Well, look what's coming across the border. This guy's licking their lips.
There's stories that I've been listening to. You know, I don't mean to yell, but this really bugs the shit out of me. The stories of the kids that are coming across the border and they're almost instantly disappeared. They're being sold.
Oh, that makes me sick.
You know, they're being sold right into sex slavery. There was a scene in that movie, Sound of Freedom, where the main character of the story was talking to this one guy who was an ex-cartel member. And someone,
yeah.
Why are you doing this now instead of, you know, you could have lived a life? And he goes, well, I did. After I got out of prison, I was living a life for a while until... You know, I called up, you know, the honeys and had them come on up and everything. And, you know, I did what, you know, we did what we did and I paid them off. And I looked at this girl and she must have been like 25 years old until the sun came up. And then I really saw the girl and she wasn't 25. She was like 14. She had been doing this for 8 years. And all I could see in her eyes was the sadness. And I was the sadness. Okay.
Wow.
You ever have ever seen kids who've been abused? They are absolutely wrecked, and when they grow up, they're wrecked the rest of their life. These kids never get to grow up. These kids are being sold into this. They're being abused by their parents and these pedophiles and whatever. These kids, if they get a chance to grow up, if they're not shot in the head and tossed overboard, like Ted Gunderson was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sacrificing this and that.
How does this not bother on somebody with a normal capacity to think? You know what doesn't bother Joe Biden? He's too busy sniffing their damn air in public.
Oh, well, forget him. He's a
sleeping. Oh, by the way, taking showers with his daughter.
That's normal. Sure.
You know, Hunter Biden's got no qualms about it. You know, he's busy smoking crack and having this girl must have been about 5 years old, dressed in lingerie in his apartment.
What?
If you look at the pictures on the that came up on his laptop. Dude, this Washington D.C. is a disease on this country right now. They are a cancer to this country. I don't know how else to describe it. They're Ebola. True. Washington, D.C. is Ebola eating away at the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, I believe it, because it's being run by something that more than we think. That's all I
think. By the way,
not
if anybody
human
thinks
beings.
That
it can't be.
If anybody thinks that, and according to AOC, the three, what does she call them? The three branches of Congress? She called the three chambers of Congress is what she called our government. If anybody thinks that our government is on any level is being run by the people that are there, you're out of your damn mind.
I agree. I fully agree. This is something very weird. We're missing a big piece of the puzzle here on this whole thing.
Well, we're not missing it.
We're not being told it.
We know what it is. It's the WEF, the WHO, the international banking cartels, criminal banking cartels, the black nobility. If you want to get into figure out who all of those people are, you know some of them you don't. And all the rest of it, you know, they're just so entrenched about everything. And, you know, if the difference between me and Klaus Schwab is Klaus Schwab could probably kill me in the middle of the street in front of a bunch of people and walk away with no problem. I couldn't do the same to him.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? I would feel good doing it regardless.
Oh, God, please. That dog face freak
Nazi. He's a full.
He is.
He is a full bore Nazi. There's a picture that I just posted on Facebook of Klaus Schwab. Him sitting in his office or his living room, whatever the hell it was, and it's a bookshelf in the background that has a bust of Vladimir Lenin on it.
Oh, good. How nice.
Yeah, it tells you where he's coming from.
Yeah, good taste he has. Why put this guy in the dog pound? Why is he walking around? And like you
why
said,
are any of them?
Tickets
well,
for
there's
sitting.
7 billion people on this planet that don't subscribe to any of the crap that's going on. Why are we putting up with it?
That's the one thing I would love to know. There's only a few more. We could finish them all.
Yeah.
You know, it's grab by the neck and throw them in jail.
I gotta run that, see if I can find it. If you've ever seen that movie, what was it, A Bug's Life, I think? The one with the crickets and the ants, or the grasshoppers and the ants.
Was Seinfeld doing the voices? Or no? Seinfeld did a bug movie.
If I can't find it real quick, you know, I don't want to sit there and... Oh, yeah, it was A Bug's Life.
Okay,
I want to find the clip. I don't want to I don't want to just repeat it.
I think you should play the whole
here
movie.
It is. Oh, here, hold on. I got to get past the ad parts first.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, you know, ads that have nothing to do with me because I don't care about body lotion, so, you know, I don't know what it's got to do. Or dish
body.
Soap. I really don't care about dish soap, except, you know, I just grab one off the shelf and use it, but I could care about it less. Okay, listen to this clip of A Bug's Life, and this is why I don't understand why nobody has figured this part out yet.
All right.
Okay, I'll tell you anyway. You see, I've been thinking, okay, which is something that I do, you know, being vice president and all. And this is a thought, and it was mine. Why go back to Ant Island at all? I mean, you don't even like Greece.
What?
You're right. I didn't think it was such a good idea myself. Actually, it wasn't even my idea. It was Axel and Locos. They talked fancy to me. I got confused.
Guys, order another round because we're staying here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was I thinking going back to Ant Island? I mean, we just got here and we have more than enough food to get us through the winter, right? Why go back? But there was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this rain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. Keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back. Does anybody else want to stay?
That's what it is.
There you go.
Now, for all those mental patients like Klaus Schwab, the WF, and all those other organizations, 7 billion people outnumber them quite a bit. Why aren't we standing up?
Yeah, this
and
is.
Are they too busy watching Google and the Kardashians and God knows whatever else occupies their mind? Like Orwell said in 1984. You know, football and booze occupied their minds. It was very easy to control them. We need to stop doing that and stop being distracted.
Right.
So, and again, look up. If you want to know what's really going on, take a look. Look up. See what's happening in the skies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We should be going into a break here pretty soon, but I don't hear it coming in.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're getting killed by the mosquitoes out here, and I saw some footage of helicopters dropping.
The gnats that
the black gnats
that what's his face of Bill Gates on the guy. It's terrorism. Absolutely. What kind of person you can do that and put that on the public so they can terrorize you? That's against the law. I mean, to me, it's just like I can't believe he's been arrested.
Well, they're spreading disease. Not only they're aggravating, and they're ankle biters too. They bite your ankles. These black things. But that's where I'm getting hit. And then I talk to other people. They go, "Yeah, right around my ankles when I'm trying to sleep." And
okay, hold on. I think we're in a break, so hang tight.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back. This is Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. We'll have Mark Gonzalez coming on with us, and we'll be right back. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
listening to Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Find some comfort at Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio program. This is Revolution Radio. By the way, I want to thank my producer tonight, Mr. Nick Pearson. Thank you, Nick, for everything you do. We're now going to be joined by Mark, and we'll pick him up and spent another hour of giving out a bunch of information, so we had a pretty good app first hour. We hope you liked it. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Mark, are you with us?
Where'd you go, boy?
Mark's not here yet.
Oh, Mark's not here yet. Okay. We're going to get going on, Mark.
Give me 1 second.
Knows what?
God, I'm getting a mosquito killed.
Yeah, you didn't kill Skeeter, did you?
I got killed by
and
some
they
Skeeter.
Think these ones that Bill Gates made, they must be. I found out you're better off to to like hit them while they're in the air, because you try to hit them when you're on you, they seem to like, I don't know, sensitive to movement or something. So you have to kind of be pretty fast. I don't know. They did something to these things.
You can get one of those bug lights.
The
bug zappers.
Okay. Are they too small to zap? Do they zap?
No, I've seen those back in Massachusetts. We had tons of mosquitoes where I lived. Man, those things would kill, ungodly thousands of those things.
Okay. Well,
you clean out the tray at the bottom, and you got a couple of moths and some bugs, and then the rest of it is like you got a whole layer of like nothing but mosquitoes.
Skeeter dust. That's what it is.
Skeeter! Skeeter, what you doing over there? Don't worry, Bobby and Beanbag is getting us some dinner.
I gotta make a new part two.
Okay.
I need some more stuff going on here. Oh,
Mark,
God.
There?
No, hold on. Here he is. Oh. We got him now.
Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. They've been talking about Skeeter, so. I am being bit tonight by these things outrageously. But.
Well,
by the way, Mark, well, I know you're in Redondo Beach, but I can tell you it was hot, like 95, 98 degrees in the valley, and you know, just like crazy, just hot and no moisture in the air at all.
Yeah, well, the thing I was going to say about the mosquitoes, you know, deep in Mexico, there's a lot of mosquitoes because it's tropical. And the people there, they take lime and they cut the lime and they rub it all over their skin. And the mosquitoes do not like lime on your skin. I think it's the limonene acidity. Yeah, you can just go get limes. And I did it because I was down there and I was getting eaten alive. And then I talked to my stepmom.
Oh, God.
When I was down there, she goes, rub lime all over your skin and they won't try to bite you.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that.
I'm going to have to do that, man. I'll get some limes tomorrow, man. I'm going to take a lime
bath.
Or if you can, juice fresh lime and put it in a spray bottle.
Yeah, try that with some of the mosquitoes
better.
Up here.
Okay, I'll
get
you something. Thank you, Mark, for that. Appreciate it.
I just heard Vicks Vapor Rub. They hate that. You know,
everybody hates that.
I know.
It works, though. That's something that does work. Okay.
Wisconsin mosquitoes laugh at your lemons and limes. So I'm going to get your blood and vitamin C.
Well, that's the silver lining. We're in California, not Wisconsin.
They won't laugh at Vicks Vapor
Rub.
Rub
it in.
Okay.
Rub it in.
Yeah, Vicks is pretty nasty.
Okay, well, hey, I wanted to play something for you guys. It was off of Jeff Brent. It's when it goes into what it's Dr. Rima Laval, and this clip goes back to a conversation she had with an oligarch lady, who is like pretty much in the wealth vein of the Rothschilds and so forth, you know, or the Rockefellers. But this is really troubling to hear how far back this lady's conversation with her goes. She was treating her. It was one of her patients. And it's bizarre what she says in this two-minute clip. But it brings what's happening worldwide into perspective, especially when you look at the percentage of people that they want to call and the great calling. So this is Dr. Rima Laval. Okay. Courtesy of Jeff Ferenc.
Head of state came to me, and she had chronic issues, health issues that we did manage to correct. And one day she said to me, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin. And I said, what? She said, culling, C-U-L-L-I, I didn't know the word, but... What are you talking about? She said, the culling of the useless eaters. Now, this was in 2002. I said, what's a useless eater? She said, not what, my dear, who? I said, okay, who's a useless eater? She said, those people who are consuming our non-renewable resources. And I said to her, did it ever occur to you that you're consuming their non-renewable resources? And she said, oh, well, that's an interesting idea. Well, anyway, and she dismissed that out of hand. She said, it's almost time for the culling of the useless eaters. And I said, well, how many of these useless eaters are you planning on culling? And she said, 90%. And I said, 90% of what? And she said, the total world population. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Your enormous fortune, this is an immensely wealthy person, yes. Your enormous fortune depends on selling massive amounts of shit to huge numbers of people. If you don't have huge, huge numbers of people to sell your massive amounts of shit to, how are you going to maintain your enormous fortune? And she said, no, you really don't understand, do you, my dear? I said, clearly not. She said, the mercantile era is coming to an end. We are moving to a neo-feudal era. There will be us, the neo-aristocrats at the top, surrounded by our servants and servitors, and around them, our technicians. And that entire short pyramid requires only 10% of the current world population.
And that's what Agenda 2030 is all about. And this was an oligarch woman, and she doesn't mention her name, but the fact that she said 90% of the useless eaters because they only need 10% to serve their needs. But again, when we go back to the ants, when we go back to the ants scenario that was played earlier by Nick, I believe.
Yeah.
You have to think, if it's a numbers game, they're well outnumbered. And even Jeffrey Prather said, look, we're gaining ground and they are continuously losing ground. It doesn't matter if they control the media anymore because the alternative media is reaching more people than the regular media. And they know it. And that's why they want to silence everybody that's doing a show that's not on CBS, NBC, you know, KPFK. Yeah, well,
look at who they're trying to shut down. I mean, that's when you know where they're standing. I mean, they're trying to get rid of Tucker Carlson. They got him off of Fox. And he actually exploded more on Twitter than he did on Fox, which, by the way, I'm not going to promote Twitter because they kicked me off again permanently.
Bastards.
you know, Alex Jones and they're trying to shut him down. Anybody that has been challenging the status quo of the globalists, they're all getting attacked right now, and they're going for broke.
Good.
Which just tells me they're scared. They know everybody knows what they're doing.
Good. Let's keep this up.
Yeah. The straw that's going to break the camel's back in American society is when the pedophiliacs get exposed to the max. When the black books on Epstein Island's client list becomes public.
Well,
and there's a way to do it. And there's people that have access to it, and there's people that can do it. They just have to honor a moral society. See, the thing is, for people to act, they have to have something they believe enough in to take action. And people's belief system has been compromised so much with all of this drag queen shows and trans this and trans that and LGBTQ, and purposely done so in order to fragment people further and further and further, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Well, and so when it comes to the kids, though, even the LGBTQ, some of the people within that group are standing up against the grooming.
Yeah, I know, so because I was there protesting with them.
So, and you have to remember, the two biggest obstacles to any tyrannical government is the family and faith in God. Because when you have those two things in spades, and people are ready to act on those two things, it's almost impossible to stop them unless you kill them.
Right, and what are some of the biggest targets in the U.S. right now, and probably globally too, are
people of faith and the family.
Uh huh. And that doesn't mean that people who don't have faith or you know whatever aren't doing the right thing either. You know, they're coming at it from a different angle, but it's like those are the two biggest targets that they have right now. They want to stop that.
Well, I always like to look at the Afghani people because the Russians tried to take them over, failed. U.S. tried to take them over, failed. What do they have in spades? They have a very, very profound and strong faith.
2,000 years ago, or whatever time that Alexander the Great was out there conquering the world, you know, whatever the known part of the world was, even he came out and said, nobody will ever be able to conquer Afghanistan. It's impossible.
Yeah, and you look at the people there, they are very stubborn, they are very committed to their faith, and they are very committed to their families. So if those two things get attacked, they're ready to give it all up and defend it.
Well,
and that's what it's going to take in America, that same commitment.
Well, it was funny because when I was at that protest a couple of weeks ago, you know, you had the Gays for Groomer guys out there. You had the Christian guys that were out there that actually had a service off to the side, and they came over later on, and all these other straight people that were coming out. And I just said, you know, the one thing that was really kind of remarkable was what united Muslims and Christians together was the kids, these people messing with the kids. You never would have thought that Christians and Muslims would have got together on anything because they basically are fundamentally divided on everything. And it's like that's the thing that brought everybody together. And it's just like, okay, so we got common ground. Why not run with it?
Yeah, okay. And they are running with it.
Yeah.
They're not stopping. And the thing is that, see, the biggest thing, as you see when people are involved in these internet watching snuff films and child pornography and all that stuff, people get major time for getting convicted of that stuff.
Right.
Now, just imagine the people involved in it. Just imagine the people involved in child sacrifice, child trafficking, adrenochrome usage, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Those people, you know, they belong under a guillotine or something.
Well, here's the thing about the people who mess with kids getting – they'll get these really long sentences. 90% of them never make it to the end of that sentence. 90% of them, I think half of them don't even make it through the first year of their sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and that, by the way, that's not a bad thing. That's a positive thing.
Yeah, that's a positive thing.
Right.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal, right? When you have to look at people that are behind bars that have more a sense of morality towards children than people that run government.
People behind bars who have committed multiple murders, okay, and probably in some very horrendous ways, have more morality than the people in Washington, D.C., that speaks volumes.
Yeah, that kind of does. Call
Doesn't
me crazy.
It, though?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like that in jail.
Well, and the thing with the Muslims and the Christians getting together, see, that scares the living shit out of the globalists and the cabal in Washington, D.C., because that's not what they want. They don't want us finding common ground, because if we find common ground on that, well, then we'll actually start talking to each other and start finding maybe we do have more in common than we thought.
Well, okay. They don't want that, for sure.
And then eventually it's going to get around to the point of, hey, look up in the sky and see what they're doing. Hey, look what they're doing to your food. Hey, look at what they're doing to your kids. Hey, you know, that's probably the precursor to the whole thing. But finally, we're probably end up finding, like, you know, aside from fundamental religious differences, we probably got a hell of a lot more in common than they think. And that they don't want us to have. They do not want to put their heads together and go sitting down and discussing with each other like, hey, me and you are not the problem. Okay. These guys over here in the Capitol are the problem.
Yeah, the demon crabs and the rhinos. But the thing is, see, that's where they're going to lose a lot of ground. And then with the Sound of Freedom movie coming out, and I'm pretty positive that they're going to have a sequel to that that's going to be more in depth. You know, and then we even had Ted Cruz come out publicly and say, "Hey, look at what you're doing with this human trafficking at the border. You're selling children into sex slavery."
Yeah, we were talking about that just before.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, he had all these wristbands that the cartel marks these people with, these children, these men, little kids.
Yes.
And if they don't pay up, they lose family members. They literally off their family members. So, yes, these people are going to do whatever it takes to keep their family members
from getting off. Have you seen that movie yet, Mark, have you seen that movie yet?
No, I haven't.
I did. I watched it, and, you know, it was good. Don't get me wrong. I thought it was a very good movie. I thought it brought a lot of things to light. But at the same time, I'm watching this going like, this is a very, very watered down version of what's really going on.
Really? Because
they could only put so much. They're not going to do like Frazzle Drip on freaking the screen.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, this is like, okay, we're easing you into what's really happening because you can't beat people over the head with a sledgehammer. It's like, this is what's really happening.
You can't shock them so much that the reality confuses their mind and they refuse to accept it because it's so shocking. You know, if people actually, you got to remember when the original investigator cops who were investigating Frazzle Drip, when they saw the actual footage, some of them were going out in the hallway and vomiting violently.
Yeah.
That's
sick.
You can't get that graphic, you know? I mean, I don't think I could take it myself. You know, I'm not like Mr. You know, like to get into all this graphic gore. You know, but that's
It's the same thing with anything. If people are conditioned to believe one thing one way, and you start going like, okay, that's not the reality. Here it is. You can take whatever subject you want. You take the Federal Reserve System, and you tell them, no, that's a system designed to enslave us and devalue our currency so we're all living in poverty. They're not going to believe it right away. If you tell them about going to chemtrails, you tell them what that's really about. They're not going to believe that right away either.
Whatever it is,
easing them into it is a thing. The only issue I have with that is we don't have much more time to keep easing a bunch of people into shit because it's all going to start hitting the fan here pretty damn quick.
Yeah, and I know that Klaus Schwab is pushing 2030 to 2025. That's their wet dream to do it in a year and a half rather than 6 years. But the thing is, right, Jeffrey Prather said that, Major Jeffrey Prather said, look, we're gaining ground. It's a slow, painful process, but we're gaining ground. He says the thing is to stick to the objective, to not, you know, go back on what ground we gained. We need to keep going further and further ahead. And the thing is that you got to remember, these people that are doing this are like cockroaches. When the light comes on,
they scatter.
They're in the room and the light comes on, they're going to scatter. And the thing they are some of the most spineless people there are.
They're not just going to scatter, but they're going to leave somebody out there in the light to take the fall for them.
Oh, yeah.
So they're cowards on top of everything else.
Oh,
they're big cowards.
You think Klaus Schwab wouldn't throw Yuval Harari under a bus in a second if he thought it would save his own ass?
He got hit by a bus. Look at his face. Great. It's a good look. Send him to the dog pound. That's embarrassing for the dogs. That guy's a mess.
Yeah, don't insult dogs like that. What'd they ever do to you?
You're right. Has that movie ever made it to Netflix or any of those yet? I don't think so.
It's made it to streaming video on the internet, if you know where to look. Sound of Freedom is on
there.
Oh, no, it's not hard to find. I can tell you how to find it, but I'm not going to tell you on the air. because okay. the way to do it isn't exactly it's 30. I'll let you know out off the air. Let me just put that.
I'm just curious.
Okay, well, listen. I wanted, since we had Wednesday the national alert, you know, for our safety and protection on this Wednesday. There's something here I want to play by Karen Kingston where she talks about the government using tech to terrorize people. And there's a lecture in here also by Dr. James Giordano, if you guys are familiar with him.
No.
Yeah. But I'm going to play a few minutes of this clip, and I believe Karen Kingston's going to be in this interview. And she is extremely well-researched. So this will definitely open up some eyes and ears.
Big issues have made it obvious that our government lies to us a lot. They lie about what's happening in our country. They lie about what their plans are. And they even lie about what our own government is capable of. So that raises the question, just what hidden technologies could the government be using to quietly control, terrorize, and kill us? James Giordano is a professor of neuroethics at Georgetown and also an advisor to the U.S. military. Back in 2018, he delivered a disturbing lecture at West Point about the human brain being the battlefield of the future. We've clipped the most interesting parts. Have a watch.
We could stop it there and I could let you go back to your respective units and think about that for a while, but I'm here to tell you absolutely, as much as there's a big old Tyrolean nose on this face, that you will encounter some form of neurocognitive science that has been weaponized not only in your military career, but in your personal and professional lives, irrespective of whether those two things coincide or not. So the idea of the brain as the battlescape is very important. And more importantly is this other acronym that's up there, which is WMD squared. Please get used to this because this is going to be part of the idea of irregular warfare and ongoing military innovation in your careers. Weapons of mass destruction and disruption. Disruption and influence will be the key to creating peer capabilities and asymmetrical engagement. Let me say it again. It will be the key to creating peer capability and asymmetrical relations and engagements. And under the veil of a white flag, he and I are now to have some kind of a caucus, a meeting. And during that meeting, what I do is I lace the rim of his drink or his pen or his seat or something in his immediate environment with very, very low-dose drug or toxins that are going to affect his stability. They may affect the way his brain works, and as a consequence of that, they can affect the functions of his brain, his thought patterns, his relative emotionality, and the behaviors that go along with that. One of two things might happen. He might be completely incapacitated as a consequence of this, or he may change his level of capacity and engagement so that he went into the meeting thinking, I hate this guy's my enemy. He walks out of the meeting going, I love this guy's great. Now, what could happen if, in fact, this is a gentleman who has charismatic, financial, elected, or dictatorial power? If you're not aware of what nanoparticulate matter is, it's that matter which exists on a scale of 1 times 10 to the minus 9th. Very, very small. Smaller than a cell. And we can manufacture materials that have discrete properties that can be controlled by virtue of bioengineering and their physical chemistry. To auto-aggregate, to be able to aggregate in particular areas based upon their biological and or chemical sensitivity. But now we go one step further. Most recently, just a few weeks ago, it was announced that you could then aerosolize nanomaterials. And go one step further, I can create small robotic units, controllable robotic units at the nanoscale, and that these two can be aerosolized to create a nanoswarm of biopenetrable materials that you cannot see that can penetrate all but the most robust biochemical filters that are able to integrate themselves through a variety of membranes, mucous membranes, and wherever, mouth, nose, ears, eyes, can be then uptaken into the vascular system to create clumping, can affect the vascular system of the brain, or can directly diffuse into the brain space, and these can be weaponized. And they can be done in such a level that their presence is almost impossible to detect, and as such, the attribution becomes exceedingly difficult to demonstrate. How much of this material would I need? Take a look. This is the front of my pen. This amount of nanomaterial, if be able to maintain and sustain with regard to its deliverability and aerosolization, could in fact affect all of you.
Okay, so that was 5 years ago, before even COVID. So how far do you think things have moved in the past 5 years? What kind of invisible weapons could the government be deploying on the battlefield of the brain? Well, here's one hint. The next year, in 2019, Professor Giordano was co-author of a scientific paper on aerosolized nanobots, robots so small they can spread through the air like water droplets, as you just saw him explain. What does it feel like to be hit with a neuroweapon? Well, Karen Kingston knows what it's like to be targeted by a neuroweapon, and she says she knows how to treat it as well, and she joins us now. Karen, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. It's good to see you.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Paul. Yeah, it's been a while. And as James Giordano said, they use the neuroweapons potentially to take out leaders. You know, so, you know, back in July, you know, with the help of the Stu Peters platform, you know, a lot of the messaging and evidence I was putting forward was gaining momentum. And I was effectively hit with some of these neuroweapons. And what it feels like is, well, first of all, they can put it, like he said, like in your food. Believe it or not, once I really believe they actually put it in mustard, like on a sandwich. They can put it in a drink, or you can be hit with a puff of this aerosolized technology. And immediately what I felt was congestion in you know, kind of like a nasal congestion up into the head and in the eyes, and a tingling over your body. And then you get kind of dizzy and lightheaded, and your cognitive function, you're not able to really articulate thoughts or ideas very well. And another thing that I noticed was almost an emotional numbness, except an extreme heightened sense of anxiety and terror, if you will. So we know that COVID-19 causes a loss of smell, and that's what happened as well. So if it goes through the olfactory nerves, that goes straight to the amygdala. You know, between this burning sensation that you have and whatever this neurotoxin is, I really felt like I was in a state of terror, and it was very difficult for me to articulate my thoughts as I normally would. And I'm still having problems to this day. But what was most alarming was the tightening in my chest and this extreme thirst. If anyone's been through surgery and anesthesia, it's kind of like that, but 10 times worse, to the point that I was on my knees begging out to Jesus and God that if this is a inkling into what hell is like, to please save me and rescue me now. So it was very terrifying when I was hit with these neuroweapons, and it happened more than once. What I found treated it. Oh, and I also had inflammation of the body. So the first thing I noticed was my hands, your fingers. My fingers swelled up, but then I started to notice swelling throughout the whole body. So I took large doses of antihistamine. So an antihistamine is like, you know, Claritin, Zyrtec, Benadryl, Allegra, those kind of things. And then any kind of anti-inflammatory. I personally took diclofenac, but you could take a prednisone, you could take Tylenol, Advil, those kind of things. And then, you know, based on my understanding that these neuroweapons contain the nanotechnology, I do use a zeolite spray that I sprayed in my mouth, and believe it or not, I sprayed it in my eyes, and I just kept spraying it because it's supposed to help bind to the technology. So that was my most recent experiences. And when you're targeted, keep in mind that, you know, they just need, as James Giordano said, I mean, you're talking about an amount that's invisible to the human eye. So, you know, if you go to your local grocery store and you get some, you know, ribs to go or fried chicken, they can just spray the inside of the bag, drop, you know, the food in there, and then that food is contaminated. You know, if you're staying in a hotel, they can, you know, just in the little cracks in the door, they could spray something into your room. And we also know that they could use electromagnetic frequencies. And the weapons that they developed, you know, many of them look like a smartphone. And, you know, these smartphones can be weaponized with 5G. So you could have that targeted at you and be hit with a 5G EMF. And Dr. Anil Malhotra actually recently reported that Senator Ron Johnson and other senators reported that they were hit with EMFs and they suffer from Havana syndrome. So what I explained, though, again, is when I was hit with the neuroweapons, there was mass inflammation throughout the body, you know, including the central nervous system. I assume there were some toxins in there that caused some of the cognitive dysfunction and the heightened state of anxiety. And so what I just treated was the inflammation. Now, you know, if someone is hit with these, I recommend obviously seeing a doctor that's an expert in it for treatment.
You know, this is just incredible. I mean, because you are right. I mean, everybody watching the Stu Peters show and your, you know, essentially repeat appearances here on this program, you and Stu going over patents, you know, the bioweapon, exposing, you know, a ton of stuff, exposing the criminality of Pfizer, the court documents that they wanted hidden for 50 years. All of this information is coming out, is gaining steam, and then boom, all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of off the grid for a long time. And I know a lot of Stu Peters listeners, viewers were very concerned, like, where's Karen Kingston? Is Karen Kingston okay? And so now, you know, here's the explanation. You believe you were essentially, you know, it was an attempt on your life, really.
Yeah, and I was told when I returned to the States that if I kept a low profile and backed off, that this would stop. And Paul, the devil doesn't honor his word. So I still need prayers and protection. I really do, more than ever.
And is this the first time that you think that you have been, you know, given something that, you know, made you sick because of the information that you were, you know, covering and revealing?
That's a great question. Thank you for bringing it up. Actually, this has been going on for more than 2 years. And in October 2021 and November 2021, I was hit at speaking events. And I'll send the evidence to your production studio so they can show them. At the speaking events, I was told I was hit with a tick. So a tick is like an invisible Band-Aid, you know, and someone was probably prayed with me and pressed it into my skin. And I was hit with the full-on COVID-19 bioweapon nanotechnology. And hopefully you can show the viewers, my skin turned green and then it turned black and fell off. And I hope we can get the images to show them.
They're there. Yeah.
I looked at the blood work. My blood work, you could see the self-assembling nanotechnology in my blood. And I became very, very ill. And the only way to treat it successfully was with EDTA. That was the only treatment that was really effective. What happened after I did the EDTA is these, when my skin turned black, it had like these black bubbles. It's really gross. It almost was reptilian looking, but it collapsed and that fell off and my skin cleared up. And as you know, Dr. Anil Malhotra, she's had successful treatments with EDTA. I don't know of other people who've had their skin turn green and black. And then obviously my blood was contaminated. I was sleeping 20 hours a day. At one point, I had massive bleeding from my nose and everywhere, and my bed looked like someone had been murdered in it. My poor son had witnessed, you know, basically his mother completely incapacitated and bleeding. So that happened over 2 years ago. So I want people to know that, you know, I've done not just the best I can do. I've been doing all I can endure, really, to get the truth out there. And this last attack, I'm still traumatized by it, as you can see. But, you know, it's not normal for me to really to panic, which is part of the reason why I think that you know, there are long-lasting neurological effects that take time to heal when you're hit with these neuroweapons as well. Because when I was hit with these other biological weapons, you know, there was brain fog and everything else, but, you know, cognitively I was still strong, you know, and this last round really, it really hit me hard. And again, the devil doesn't honor his word. They're not backing off.
Okay, so you said that, you know, you've been doing all this to get the truth out. So let's go ahead and double down here. And, you know, if you had to summarize the truth that you're trying to get out, what is it, Karen Kingston?
Well, whether it's the COVID-19 or the injections, you know, we're under attack by an advanced artificial intelligence technology that, as James Giordano said, can be aerosolized, it can be put in your food or beverages, and it can be injected. And it's invisible to the human eye. So attribution or or trying to identify what's causing these illnesses in America and these deaths and disease can be difficult. Now, we know the injections, there's direct correlation now. But, you know, I think the next wave of attacks, you know, again, whether they call it a virus or I don't know what they're going to call it, mass psychosis, more than likely it is an advanced now technology attack on global civilians. So we have to stand strong in the truth. And I think that's what's most important, is to not capitulate to the lies, and to remember that we are a country founded under God. Our rights are given to us by God, not the government. And I think I had a strong position reminding people that they have the authority to take control in their own communities and protect themselves and their children, and to work with local officials to do so.
That was successfully done. I mean, you were being successful at that in Florida counties, right? And then you were also educating local authorities, really in other places too, right, across the country.
Yes, I was, and I think that I, you know, when people reminded that again, our rights are given us to God, are given us by God, and we are created perfectly in His image, and no one has authority over our bodies, our minds, and our souls, other than God, you know, and I think that upsets the enemy greatly. So, you know, if you can't tell, Paul, I'm still timid right now. It's, and I really just, the prayers of the viewers, you know, I'm here because of their prayers and because of my faith in Jesus Christ. Because of our Almighty God, Yahweh.
Yeah, so there are a lot of good points in there. But I wanted to mention something when she mentioned zeolite and EDTA.
Yeah.
If you're going to get EDTA, it's important to see what your tolerance level is to EDTA for the detox properties in it. Because if you have so much metals built up in you, you could have a very you know, uncomfortable detox period. So you have to check for your metal level and then do the EDTA. But you can do it with an IV or you can do it in a suppository form. You know, it would be recommended to get the suppositories as a backup just in case, you know, there's some kind of shutdown or lockdown or whatever, you have the suppositories.
So this doesn't come in a pill form or a liquid?
Yeah, not for nothing, but I think I'm going to take a pass on the suppositories.
On the
I think I would too. Unless they're large.
Well, just so you know, the suppositories are about 90% assimilable. Now, they're uncomfortable, and no one likes doing that up the rear. But, you know, Nick Delgado especially has said that, you know, a lot of times the suppositories are very effective, and there's something that you can have on hand. Now, I don't know if everybody has the ability to have an IV set up in their house, but it's easy to have suppositories in your medicine cabinet. So that's the recommendation on that. The other thing is I was going to say about the anti-inflammatories, Wobenzyme, which you can buy in a lot of stores, is very anti-inflammatory, because she was mentioning a lot of prescription drugs.
Yeah,
right. And I would shy away from anything which is prescription drugs, unless it's something like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or something of that nature. Zeolite, I think that's a good idea. I didn't hear her mention anything about nebulized hydrogen peroxide or molecular hydrogen, which I know would be useful. But the other thing is, the biggest thing is, we know, according to, and it's nice that you mentioned Okay. You done there? All right. It's nice that she mentioned Anna Maria Mahalche and her technique of using the EDTA. Obviously, she probably went to Washington and got treated by her or advised by her. You know, so that's pretty significant, especially she got attacked by this nanotech and she knows
right. it. Right, but the EDTA is not a pill form or liquid. You're going to do depositories or IV, is that correct?
I think you could probably do it in a pill form, but the only reason why I'm saying suppositories is because they're probably the closest thing to putting an IV in you. Now, I don't know if they have a liposome form. I don't know if they have a liposome form of EDTA. If they have a liposome form of EDTA and you take it orally, I know that that's probably 80 to 90% assimilable into the cells because the cell wall is fat and the liposome is fat. And that's how it attaches to the cell wall and penetrates the cell wall. But, I'm seriously thinking about doing the EDTA, but not until after I have my blood looked at. And there's one really interesting thing that came up from Anna Maria Mahalche, too. She had one of the people that she collaborates with. This is an interesting story. But the guy started checking, a guy named Seth Wiley sent Anna Mahalche blood samples of deer and squirrels, wild squirrels. And they found the same kind of nanotech and the same kind of hydrogel that they're finding in the vax in these animals.
So this is from the chem.
So that could be from the chem, that could be from anything else that they're spraying out there.
But the fact
that they're finding it in wildlife, and she says in the email that nothing, it says here, all of life is infected with the nanotechnology in synthetic biology. And she shows the live images of a wild squirrel and a deer, and you can see a lot of the same stuff that you see in the vaccinated in these animals. So however they're doing it, whether it's in the air, whether it's the food, it's the water, if it's being done electromagnetically, you know, we know that Robert Young said that it was transferred from the vax to the unvax electromagnetically. So I would get your damn EE systems pendant and put that damn thing on. But, you know, it's like they want to terraform every life form on this planet.
Right. These are very sick puppies, very evil sick puppies.
Yeah, they are satanic. Kabbalist with no regard for human life, because I don't think any of them at this point are really human.
I don't either. I'm with you on that one.
You know,
They're
probably of the Draco reptilian tribe. And we
I'm there with you on that one.
Yeah, well, you remember when Bill Deagle said, I asked him who's above the black nobility, who's above the Vatican, who's above the Rothschilds, and he said the Draco reptilians. And we know that about close to 10 million children go missing a year. And we know that some of these very satanic reptilians, they like feeding on human beings. Right?
Yeah, that was a Phil Snyder thing. I watched that again.
Yeah, and so We got a lot of stuff to do, but I'm pretty sure that the ace in the hole is all the missing children and getting enough people to go against that agenda, the trafficking, the organ harvesting, the sex slavery, and all of that stuff, and the satanic ritual. Once that can be magnified on an exponential scale, these people can be stopped in their tracks. Definitely can be stopped in their tracks.
But they're not people. We got a little problem.
These creatures, let's use that term. These creatures will be stopped in their tracks. These satanic cabalists will be stopped in their tracks.
With a lot of very advanced technology, too, we're dealing with here. You know, it's not like we can hold up signs and stop them. We've got some crap going on.
Well, here's the silver lining. and I've said this before, and it's worth mentioning again. I had talked personally to Tom Pelentino. Tom is a scalar healer. He can literally look at hundreds of photos and put out scalar energy through his mind and heal hundreds of people at once. And I asked him, point blank, face to face, is prayer more powerful than scalar? And he said, absolutely, it's way more powerful than scalar. Now, scalar is the most powerful weapon that people have on this planet that I know of at this time. So when you're talking about it being more powerful than that and enough people praying, that's why Karen Kingston said, please keep praying for me. Please keep praying for me. Look at Sean David Morton. Look at his comeback.
Absolutely,
so
Sean's
people,
alive. I'm so,
so
happy.
Many people were,
ecstatic.
So many people are praying
me
for
too.
Him, and he's still going. You know, now,
I can't wait.
This, and I recommend that if you don't know anything about prayer, read the Nun Study, because that was a scientific study done on nuns who were praying, and they monitored the activity of violence, of the war. They even took the war zones between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and while these nuns were praying, violence went down, less war activity was going on, and less people were even being admitted to the hospital. Once these nuns who were under observation...
Really?
They were under... I have the Nun Study book, okay? And once they were quit doing what they're doing, the violence and everything went back up. So don't ever discount it. It's a very, very powerful thing. And, you know, you should read the Screwtape letters, you know, papers, because that guy was an atheist until he could find it, that, you know, that prayer really is effective. So don't discount it, people. It's useful and it works. I know I've been doing it consistently for like 3 years, and it's changed a lot of stuff, you know, so, and for the better. So that's one of the magic tools we have in our toolbox. And according to Karen Kingston, it was one of the magic tools in her toolbox. And Karen Kingston's no joke. She has a very scientific mind. She's a very logical thinking woman, which is rare. But, you know, she doesn't discount the power of prayer. That's why she asks people to continue. That's why Steele Peters asked people to do it. And numerous other people asked to do it. So when you're dealing with this type of evil and these type of creatures, the one thing they don't like is that kind of vibration. That vibration is like shattering glass to their minds. So think about that one. These creatures do not like the vibration of love. And when you give a prayer out to people, it's usually the vibration of love that goes out with it. And they can't stand it. It's like turning the light on the cockroaches, because that's what they are. You know. So use it and make it effective. And I know we're going to have way more people making a difference and making an impact.
Are you telling me that Klaus Schwab, whenever time he speaks, he doesn't love me?
He loves you. No. Don't worry.
Yeah, he loves to hate you, right? Yeah. And there's a part in the Bible, and I forget which. I think it's Deuteronomy, or it might be in Leviticus, but I'll get it. It says there's a time for everything, and including it says there's a time for hate. Okay, and the time for hate is to hate the people that want to get rid of all the innocent people on this planet. The time for hate is for people that are deliberately poisoning us. The time for hate is for people that want to destroy families. They want to destroy synagogues. They want to destroy churches. They want to destroy anything that's wholesome, natural, and moral and good for society. And it's all right to hate those people, because they want to get rid of us all. You know, so even the Bible says there's a time for hate, and appropriate hate.
Well,
I wouldn't cloud my thinking with, like, hating somebody in particular. I would try to take a more rational view of it and know what they're doing and do what I can to defend myself against it. Wasting time with hate is one. I mean, it can be very rational when you think about it, because I hate the people that are trying to kill me. Let's put it that way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right. I hate the people that are trying to legalize pedophilia. I hate the people that are pushing tranny agenda in every school.
I hate the people that are spraying crap on the sky, poisoning our food supply.
I do too.
I hate the people that are poisoning our water. I hate the people that are doing all this crap to us. And I hate more the fact that there's too many people laying down and not doing a goddamn thing about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And that's why there's a time even for hate, because it's appropriate in this time frame. And in this
Absolutely period. It is.
Okay, we only got about a minute left, so.
All right, so everybody.
We got less than a minute. We got about 20 seconds.
Put out the prayers for everybody on the Revolution crew. Put out the prayers for Sean
and please,
David Morton.
Donate.
One especially for John.
Yeah. And please donate to the station, because we really need the money.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you Tuesday morning, and God bless. This is Revolution Radio. This is Granada Forum Radio Program. Thank you. Stay on.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
I go home, people ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when